Chapter 3. Get Connected. Every neighborhood has one. The home where all the kids hang out to talk, watch television, play video games or ping pong, and eat. The home away from home. My wife and I have become close with that family in our area because we can visit our sons when we visit with the parents. Just kidding. But sometimes the teen place also becomes the parents' place. From time to time, our family and several others converge in this home. The teens run around together ignoring the parents, and the parents sit at the kitchen table talking about the teens. Since the parents feel safe with each other, we swap problems and crises. I come away feeling more normal than I did when I arrived, realizing that I'm not alone. The kids can sense our connection, too. When they walk by us, they will ask, "What are you guys talking about?" One of us will say, "Your demise." "Whatever," will be the response, and off they will go. Here's my point. Your teen needs for you to be connected to other adults in meaningful relationships. The sooner, the better. A parent who does not have some relationships at deep and significant levels is in jeopardy of not being able to set, keep, and enforce loving boundaries. So, get connected, not only for yourself, but also for your teen. A physics lesson. I can't overstate how important relationships are for you as a parent of a teen. It's a matter of physics, as demonstrated by this metaphor. You, the parent, are a car, and relationships are the gasoline that provide the energy and power you need to drive down the highway of life. Parenting demands a lot of energy from you when things are going well, and when your teen resists your boundaries and requirements, parenting requires even more energy. If you don't stop at the gas station to get refueled, you will soon run out of energy required for good parenting, and you and your kids will be in trouble. God designed us so that we need relationship and connection to survive and make it in life. All the dedication, good intentions, willpower, and discipline in the world will not help you parent your teen as much as relationships with other healthy adults will. As the wise man Solomon said, "Two people can accomplish more than twice as much as one. They get a better return for their..."